But the crucial difference with this clock is that the bottom face was designed to show the regular time, and it ran off a mechanism typical to any clock of the period. But the top face showed what was known as mill time, and it was actually connected by a series of gears to the line shaft in the mill, which was run by the mill's water wheel. So the hands are actually directly connected to the water wheel that's powering the mill. So crucially, the water is going at a certain rate that defines how quickly the factory workers are working. That's right. Every morning, the engineer would set the clock to real time. And if everything was running smoothly, the clock would keep up with real time. But if the water wheel slowed down or stopped, then mill time would slow down or stop. That signified the amount of production time that was being lost, and therefore showed workers how much time they would need to make up. They would have to stay until they had made up the real-time hours, as it were. Either stay that day, or the hours lost would be noted down and saved up to be made up another time in the year. A terrifying thought that your time is not even your own as a worker. I suppose especially when you're still only being paid by what you manufacture and not by the number of hours that you're working.